Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We've got some concert drama to catch you up on. Kelly Clarkson addresses an alleged toxic work environment. We run down some of the biggest Lakers fans in the music industry. Some of your faves break into the top 10 on our chart. And Jacqueline Bracamontes builds her ultimate girl group. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. It's Monday, May 15th. And while we've got some amazing tours making their way around the world, they don't come easy. Taylor and her security have bad blood. Beyonce draws a big crowd, and Suga gets a surprise guest. It's been an interesting few days on the road, and we're breaking down all your tour updates. Taylor Swift had bad blood with her security after they apparently were being too aggressive with fans, and she had to address the guard live on mic. The guard was apparently escorted out and fans were given tickets to come back to the next show. Meanwhile, Beyoncé's Renaissance tour is in full swing and she's breaking records. She reportedly records the largest audience this century for a female artist at Belgium's King Boudoir Stadium with a reported attendance of 53,000 fans.
This felt really different, so thank you guys so much for having me.
And here in the States, Suga is on tour with his persona, August D, and Halsey showed her BTS brother some love by joining him for Suga's interlude. Now on to Kelly Clarkson, she's got the top show in daytime, but it sounds like their employees aren't having as much fun as the viewers are. Kelly Clarkson took to social media over the weekend to address allegations of a toxic work environment. Somebody told me you had a boyfriend, you look like a girlfriend, that I hadn't loved you, where were you last year? Kelly Clarkson shared a statement over social media following a report that claims the daytime talk show's producers overworked and underpaid crew members. The report also claims employees alleged that working on the show was traumatizing to their mental health, and noted that Kelly herself is fantastic and has no clue how unhappy her staff is. Kelly's statement reads, "In my 20 years in the entertainment industry, I've always led with my heart and what I believe to be right. I love my team at the Kelly Clarkson Show, and to find out that anyone is feeling unheard and or disrespected on this show is unacceptable. I have always been and will continue to be committed to creating and maintaining a safe and healthy environment at the Kelly Clarkson Show. As we prepare for a move to the East Coast, I am more committed than ever to ensuring that not only our team that is moving, but also our new team in New York is comprised of the best and kindest in the business." This fall, production of the Kelly Clarkson Show will move from LA to New York City, where the show will enter its fifth season. We're in the home stretch of this year's NBA season, and you know musicians love to sit courtside. So who are your favorite artists rooting for?
I'm outside the Crypto.com Arena, where the Los Angeles Lakers are in the midst of the NBA playoffs. You can always find a celebrity or two sitting front row at NBA games, from K-pop idols to the biggest pop stars and all your favorite rappers. But which artists go the hardest for their NBA team? Starting with one of the biggest Lakers fans around, a rapper who you can always find courtside at Crypto Arena, born and bred Snoop Dogg. He even has a Funko Pop with him in a Lakers jersey. Drake is also a huge NBA fan, and he's even referenced some players in his lyrics.
I been Steph Curry with the shot, been cooking with the sauce, Chef Curry with the pot, boy.
You can always find him on the sidelines cheering on his hometown team, the Toronto Raptors. In 2013, Drake was even named a global ambassador of the team. Music's favorite couple, Beyoncé and Jay-Z, have been seen sitting on the sidelines of many NBA games together. But they're actually super fans of separate NBA teams. Beyoncé has shown support for her hometown team, the Houston Rockets. No, I'm not the girl you thought you knew and thought you wanted. while Jay-Z is a proud born and bred New Yorker.
Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five.
Jay even bought the New Jersey Nets and moved the team to Brooklyn.
We named the New Jersey Nets the Brooklyn Nets.
Another Texas native who's no stranger to the NBA sidelines is Selena Gomez. Selena is a fan of the San Antonio Spurs, and images of her sitting front row have even turned into popular gifts for Spurs fans. Now heading down to South Beach, where DJ Khaled is a massive fan of the Miami Heat, even claiming he wanted to buy the team back in 2016. As the playoffs continue, may the best team win.
It's time to run down the charts, and this week we've got some new entries on the Hot 100 and Billboard 200. Morgan Wallen joins the ranks of Whitney Houston and Adele, while Ed Sheeran returns to the charts.
But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet.
Morgan Wallen stays on top of the Hot 100 and Billboard 200. His album, One Thing at a Time, spends its 10th consecutive week at number one, his second album to do so, matching a feat only achieved by Adele, Whitney Houston, The Monkees, and the Kingston Trio.
Are you all right? Maybe don't ask, cause you know I never like to talk about that.
Ed Sheeran comes in at number two on the Billboard 200. Subtract is his sixth top 10 album. Also in the top 10, K-pop group La Sserafim's Unforgiven debuts at number six. It's the group's second charting project and their first top 10. Speaking of top 10s, shout out to Toosie for climbing up to number 8 with Favorite Song.
I'm on the stage right now, singing your favorite song.
It's the rapper's first Hot 100 top 10 hit. Who doesn't love some girl power? And if it were up to Jacqueline Bracamontes, who would be in her ultimate girl group?
Si yo tuviera un grupo de chicas, así de música, tendría que pensar bien cómo nos llamaríamos, pero sería algo así como... Así que ya que vengo de rosa, las pinkies. Sí, ¿no? Suena bien. Y seríamos como tres o cuatro, no sé. Nos aprenderíamos los bailes. Las pinkies seríamos Thalía, Gloria Trevi, Daniela Romo y yo. ¿Qué tal? Me encantaría.
That's it for today. Come back mañana for our interview with Mike Towers, and we run down the top trending songs of the week. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.